live on June the 21st. Wanted to hop on and cackle and gaggle and all that kind of stuff today. I'm bored, so I figured I'd make a podcast for you all to enjoy. If anybody is actually enjoying this. But anyway, the January 6th committee. That's farce. The ultimate game is to stop Donald Trump from running in 2024. But the chairman said a couple weeks ago they don't have any actual evidence that he did anything. So why are they having all these hearings? Political theater. They think it's great theater. Well, it's not based on the ratings. It's the summertime. People are browsing the internet for the cheapest price on gas to go fill up their cars for the week. Looking for coupons to cut out to save a couple bucks at the grocery store. They are not sitting home in the middle of the day watching a hearing that every station is having on, supposedly, so the hundreds of millions of Americans who, that's their words, who are interested in the January 6th insurrection. I like how they call the insurrection. The attack on our democracy can be played out for political theater. Recently, Illinois Republican congressman who was on this committee, he's a rhino, Adam Kinzinger, said that he got a threatening note via email or mail or however it was delivered, threatening his family and himself, which is totally wrong. You can disagree cordially, but don't. I mean, come on. Why are you gonna threaten the man's family? It's a criminal act. So don't do that kind of stupid shit. Then, a couple of days ago, some guy from California was arrested outside of Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh's house with a loaded weapon. And he said, supposedly, "I'm here to kill Kavanaugh." Which is, again, what are you doing? All this hateful rhetoric toward each other in these political parties is causing the fruit bin people to commit stupid acts of stupidity and possible murder. we really need to just tone down the insane rhetoric. But I know that's never gonna happen. Not in my lifetime anyway. Maybe in my kids' lifetime. But not in my lifetime, because today's politicians don't have the intestinal fortitude to try to win an election on their merits. And they always say how bad the other guy is, or the other woman is, to get you to vote for them. It's very psychological these days. Then we have the shooting in Texas with the massacre in Uvalde. First they said the door was locked, then it was unlocked, now it's back to being locked again. And the reason why they waited almost an hour to go in after the shooter was because they were waiting for the key. Now, which is it? Was it locked or was it unlocked? This is how conspiracy theories start, gentlemen. You need to find out and make a decision and make a statement. Was the door locked and you were legitimately waiting for a key? But then, I'm sure this school has more than one entrance. Why didn't you go in through another entrance and move throughout the school like that? I mean, there's a lot of insanity going on over that shooting where those innocent children were slaughtered. And now everybody is focused on blaming the actions of the police. But not the shooter. The police didn't go in and start shooting up the school. The guy did. But the press has to have a news story, so this is what we're focusing on. The police inaction and not the scumbag murderer who was killed by the officers who were on scene. But it's today's media. It's what they do and how they do it. They like to create dissension and overall hate between sections of people to keep their narrative going. Now, I want to know, when are we going to see the same charges for the June 18th insurrection in the Capitol, of which 9 Stephen Colbert producers invaded the Capitol building, and will they be charged as the same as the members of the American public who did the insurrection on January 6th? That's going to be very interesting to see. And then who actually let them in? We've heard 3 stories. It was a staffer in Adam Schiff's office. It was a staffer in an Ohio congressman's Arkansas, whatever you call him. I don't know the man's name, but I think he's from Ohio. Staffers don't do anything unless it's under the direction of the boss. No, I'm thinking it was Adam Schiff's staff. And ultimately Adam Schiff let them in there. And that's after they were removed from the press room a day earlier for having lack of credentials in the press room. How does Adam Schiff still have a security clearance after that farce he did on President Trump with the both impeachments that failed? I really hope people of California finally come to the census and just vote him out of office, because I believe he is one of the worst congressmen in this nation's history. I mean, he's absolutely horrible, spending hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for nothing, for absolutely nothing. All right, let's move to societal. Let's move to celebrity and societal issues that I find particularly crazy. First one is this actor by the name of Ezra Miller. And this 14-year-old girl who was traveling the world with him, with her parents' permission, now all of a sudden claim he kidnapped her. What is a 14-year-old kid doing traveling with a young adult male who is no relation? I think those parents should be investigated for child neglect. Or was there some other monetary angle here for the teenager's parents? I think there is. I think they asked him for money, and he told them to pound salt. So that's what I don't have any evidence of that, but that's just my feeling. And lastly, I want to talk about our old friend Austin McBroom and this guy. He is trying to host two events. We know he has Ace Fest on July the 9th. Then he announced he's having another boxing event on July 30th.
Thank you.